From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan searches for bombers. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is vowing to intensify counter-terrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's suicide bombing in Lahore. At least 72 people were killed and 300 wounded in the Easter Sunday blast, which targeted Christians at a crowded park. A military spokesman said Monday securities agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads and have arrested a number of suspects. A man widely reported to be the main suspect in last week's Brussels terrorist attacks has been released due to lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor said Monday authorities had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Faisal C. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanding operations against the Islamic State group. Backed by Russian airstrikes, pro-government forces reclaimed control of Palmyra after a 10-month Islamic State occupation. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the offensive left 400 militants dead, along with more than 180 pro-government fighters. President Bashar al-Assad hailed it as an important achievement. An Angolan court Monday sentenced 17 young activists to from 2 to 8 years in jail for rebelling against the government of President José Eduardo dos Santos. One of those sentenced is a well-known rap singer. The sentence followed a lengthy trial seen by Angola's political opposition as an example of government repression of dissent. The activists were arrested in June after a public reading of a book described as a blueprint for nonviolent resistance. This is VOA News.